Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. And I will bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And I will bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. And I will bless his holy name. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We boldly declare this morning, this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, we declare that this is another day that the Lord hath made. And because you have made this day, Lord, we are rejoicing. We are glad in it because you are the God of our salvation and you have formed this day just for us. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. Thank you for the very air that we breathe, oh God, as we breathe the air through our lungs on our own. Thank you for a right mind, God, a mind that woke up this morning with you on my mind. I want to say thank you, God, for your many manifold blessings. I want to say thank you, oh God, for your new mercies that I see today. Lord, I want to say thank you for grace and unmerited favor, God, that you are pouring out to me yet even now, God. I just want to tell you thank you, oh God. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Thank you, oh God, that I don't have to know what's going on in my life today, because you know what's going on and you know the plans and you know the pathways that I need to take today. God, I want to say thank you, Lord, that I don't have to fight these battles on my own, but every weapon that's formed against me, Lord, you've already spoken against it and told me that it won't prosper. Lord, you've already told me, Lord, that I don't have to worry about the battle, because the battle don't belong to me, but the battle belongs to you. And so, Lord, I can go into this day, Lord, with songs of adoration, Lord. I can enter into this day, oh God, with praise on my lips, oh God. I can go forth in this day magnifying you and glorifying you, because praise, oh God, is not only just comely for the upright, but it's our weapons, oh God, against the enemy and the traps and the snares that he tries to set against us every single day. For, Lord, you inhabit the praises of your people. And so as we allow praise to flow from our lips, oh God, you come in and you show yourself mighty. You come in and you show yourself strong. You come in and show yourself awesome in our lives, Lord. So we welcome you, oh God, into our lives and into our situations as we go into this day. Lord, prepare us. Oh God, prepare us to be a sanctuary. Lord, a place where you can dwell, a place where you can abide. And, Lord, I want to make this temple, oh God, a temple like none other. So, Lord, if there's anything in me, oh God, that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. Wash me, oh God. Cleanse me even now, oh God. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, Lord. Lord, I want your glory, oh God, today. Lord, I need your glory, oh God, today. Lord, I need your anointing. I need your presence. I need your power, oh Lord, so I'm hungry for you this morning. I'm grateful, God, that I have another chance, oh God, to offer you unto you a sacrifice of praise. I'm excited in my soul, oh God, today, because you have made this day, Lord, and you do all things well. Lord, joy bell is ringing down in my soul, because the God that I serve still reigns. You still sit high, Lord, and you still look low. And, Lord, the things that you have created still declare your glory. Yet this day, Lord, the sun is going to rise, Lord, and still sing of your goodness and declare your glory in this earth, oh God. The birds are going to fly by chirping, Lord, singing of your goodness and singing of your glory, oh God. The animals, oh God, will cry out to you and still offer unto you the praise that you are worthy of. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, and you are worthy of the praise, Lord. And I won't allow anything to take your glory from my lips, oh God, on this day. Lord, I won't allow the devil to seduce me with any type of substitute, Lord. You are the real thing, Lord. I don't need anyone to take your place. Lord, I don't need anything to try to step into your lane. Lord, I don't want to allow anything to cause us to have a separation between us and thee, Lord. So we need you, Lord, today. We won't rely upon our friends. We won't rely upon our jobs. We won't rely upon what the doctor says, because what the doctor says, if it does not line up with what you say, Lord, then I'm not going to believe the report of the doctor. But as the songwriter said, whose report are you going to believe? I shall receive, believe the report of the Lord. And I thank you, because your report says that I am healed. Your report says that I am free. Your report says that all is well. Your report says I'm the head and not the tail. Your report says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I'm going to believe your report today, and I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to speak your report into my life. Because, Lord, oh God, there's power in this tongue. And I don't want to give this tongue any ammunition to speak death or to speak hopelessness or to speak fear in my life, for you have not given me that spirit of fear. And I thank you, oh God, because I don't have to fear no evil, because your word tells me that you are with me. And not only are you with me, you're there to protect me and you're there to cover me. And not only are you there to do that, but Lord, you will prepare a table before me. You will allow me to sit amongst my enemies, oh God, and you will put a spread out before me. They think that they've trapped me, or they think, oh God, that they have me bound, or they think that they might have me afflicted, but Lord, you will prepare a place of victory right in the presence of my enemies. Anoint me even now, God, for the day. Anoint my head with oil so that my cup runneth over, Lord. Thank you, oh God, today. Oh God, because your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's why I don't have to fear. That's why I don't have to fret. That's why I don't have to worry. Because my God says I already have the victory. Thank you, oh God, even now, for the victory that you have for me today. And so, Lord, as you prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure, holy, tried, and true, that I'm going to bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me, my head, oh God, they're going to bless you, Lord, today. Oh God, my lips, oh God, they're going to bless you today. Even my feet, Lord, with my injured calf, Lord, I'm going to bless you with my feet, Lord, today, because you're worthy of the praise, God. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. And Lord, I am, Lord, I'm determined to bless your name today. Because when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come on down. And Lord, I need your glory, oh God, today. And so I'm going to bless you, Lord. I'm going to give you the honor, Lord Jesus. I'm going to give you the glory, and I am going to give you the praise. Because you are worthy. You are worthy. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, Lord, your name is worthy to be praised. When I get up in the morning and when I lay my head down to rest at night, Lord, you're still worthy to be praised. When I don't receive the report from the doctor that I don't want, I mean, that I would like to receive, Lord, you're still worthy. If I'm in the courtroom, Lord, and the judge throws the book at me, Lord, you're still worthy to be praised. If I lose my job or something occurs that causes me to fret at my job or on my job, Lord, you're still worthy to be praised, Lord, and you're worthy of the glory. And you're worthy of the honor. And so we praise you because you alone are God. And before I complain, before I fret, before I become despondent or in despair, Lord, I'm going to bless you. I will magnify you. I will glorify you. I'm going to do like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. In pain, I will bless the Lord. In heartache, I will bless the Lord. God, in grieving, I will bless the Lord. In despair, I will bless the Lord. In the morning, I will bless the Lord. In the noonday, I will bless the Lord. On Sunday, Monday, God, I'm going to bless the Lord every single day of the week. Lord, my determination is to bless the Lord of my salvation because you are everything that I need and more every single day. I don't have to substitute nothing for you because you tell me if I seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, then, Lord, everything that I need will be added unto me. Lord, bless me, prepare me, pour out in me. Strengthen me today that I may pray for the weak that are among us, that I may serve those that are in need in this land, in this day and time, that I may pray, oh God, for those that have been afflicted, Lord. We pray for Las Vegas, Lord, for the lives that were lost and for the souls, for those that were injured, Lord. We pray for those that remain yet today that have to mourn the loss of their loved ones because of spiritual wickedness, Lord. I pray for healing for this land, Lord. We're reaping what we have sown, Lord, and we ask for mercy, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would cover your people. And stir up in us the more, Lord. Lord, the devil is waxing more and more evil. That means we have to be about our Father's business and go and tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. Lives are being lost foolishly every single day. Lord, hell is enlarging itself every single day, and you call us out of darkness to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We pray for strength. We pray for courage. We pray for God's favor for those remaining in Las Vegas. We pray for strength. We pray for courage. We pray for strength for those that remain in Puerto Rico, Lord. We pray that you would send the help that's needed. We pray for strength, Lord. We pray for recovery and healing for those in Florida and those in Texas, Lord, and those in Louisiana. Lord, we pray for strength, oh God. We pray for recovery and help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for those that suffered under the earthquakes in Mexico, Lord. We pray for the nation, Lord, that you would heal our lands. We're praying now, God, forgive us of our sins. We're praying now, God, forgive us, oh God, as we turn away from wickedness, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Call us back to you, Lord, so that we may behold the beauty of our God, so that we may be able to inquire in your temple. Lord, we need you, Lord, today, like never before. We long for you, oh God, today, like never before. Lord, we want to have another encounter with you, God. Hallelujah. Not like yesterday's encounter, not like last week's encounter, Lord. But I want another encounter with you, Lord. Because if I have an encounter with you, Lord, I will not remain the same, God. You'll take away these stains. Lord, you'll take away this fear, Lord. You'll take away these things that are unlike you, Lord. And you'll make me all over again, Lord. I need your glory, oh God, today. Yes, Lord, I ask for another encounter with you, Lord. Come the morning and have your way in your people, Lord, today, that we'll be like never before, that as we go in this day, oh God, that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. Pour out into us. Pour into us, Lord, today. I need an encounter. I need another encounter, so that I can go where you need me to go and I can say what you need for me to say. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I thank you for the fellowships that we had. I mean, the fellowship that we had on Sunday. I thank you for Pastor and Lady Hackett, for them, for 22 years of ministry. I pray that you will bless them with many, many more. I pray for my brethren today in the gospel. Lord, let us not turn away from the gospel plow. Lord, I pray for the harvest that you have for my ministry, Lord. Give me some more laborers, Lord, to go out to get the harvest, Lord. We need laborers, more laborers, Lord. Do it for your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you've given me a vision, Lord. You've given me a plan, Lord. Send me the partners that I need, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, put us, pray center on somebody's mind, in somebody's heart, Lord, to come join us to do this work in the city of Dumfries, Lord, because I have no doubt that the harvest is there waiting for us to claim. Send me some door knockers, Lord. Send me some witnesses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you might get the glory out of us. Bless us now. Keep us in the heart of your hand this day, Lord. Pastor Brian Jones pop up in my head, Lord. Bless my dear brother today in the name of Jesus. Little Bella Nova and baby Noel Corp, Lord, we pray for their healing, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And those that are sick among us, I pray for healing. Touch missionary Lysandra Miller right now. Continue to strengthen her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then I ask, Lord, we so often pray for everyone else, but we don't call out our own names. Lord, I pray for myself, Lord. You know the injury that I suffered yesterday, Lord. As I make my way to the doctor this morning, Lord, I'm going to relieve your report. So touch my leg even now. Touch it, heal it, Lord. I have no time to slow down, Lord, but I'm going to follow after what you tell me. And so, Lord, touch. I ask for healing. I ask for a quick recovery. Do it for your glory and do it for your honor. By your stripes, I am healed. And I speak that declaration over everyone that's under the sound of my voice on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.